Let's try to see if Mr. Rambam Hilchas Tshuva. Pasha disappeared after Sofiyan Kippur. Reb Chaim used to learn every single day Maseres Yemei Tshuva, one parak of Hilchas Tshuva. It was 10 days of Maseres Yemei Tshuva. Every day he learned another parak. There was a Yid who, a very big Talmud Chacham, who was the Mashgiach over here in Beis HaTalmud many years ago. Rav Shalom Tzvi Shapira. He was after your time. He was in my time, after your time. Rav Shapira was here then, in your time. Okay, Rav Shalom Tzvi Shapira, he wrote a sefer on Rambam Hilchas Tshuva. He was from Brisk. As a boy, later, he learned in Baranovich. When the Nazis took over Baranovich, he escaped to Vilna. He was a young boy, and subsequently he made it to Shanghai and came to Eretz Yisrael. So he told me. So there was a lot. I used to nash with him on many zachim. I went down in Brisk. So he told me Brisk was a very standing. He says, Tom, the city was very, very, it was a minig, a taki. And he says, and they used to say over from Chaim that that's why the Rambam wrote 10 prokim. He split up 10 prokim for that series he made tshuva. I never heard that knage from my father. Yeah. And he told me in the Brisk Rov, in his sefer, the Chiddush Shimon Zalevi, he has over there a letter. And what's the date on the letter? Dalit L'tshuva. For his parak, I'm sure. Yeah, thank you. You're in shock. Okay, let's see weiter. The Maisa, we saw parak halacha aleph. The chiyuv vidui. And we elaborated on the chiddush of Shitas HaRambam that vidui is machayev. There's a few components to vidu. The aleph of vidu is lefnei hakeil. A person has to express in his vidu his regret, his charata, his busha, and his decision never to do it again. I phrased it as we'll see in Rambam Perek Beis. He says this over again, very very clearly. The definition of tshuva according to Rambam is a person disassociating with his aveira, so to speak. Detaching. The detachment has to include charot and kabbalah lahabo, but it all has to be done verbally. And that is the actual mitzvah zvidu. Now the Rambam does add the chiddush. And this Rabbi Yosef Berg points out there's two components to vidu. There's vidui as a personal, as a part of a person's tshuva, but then there's another halacha. The halacha is that every mechaper, maise kaporo, needs a vidui. The vidui over there does not need charot and kabbalah. It's not appropriate. The charot and kabbalah and kol amari charizim shubach is only when it's part of the process of tshuva. But when it's a mice of vidui, which is part of a mechaper, every mechaper needs a vidui. And that's the entire badui bad. Basically, that all korbanos need a vidui. And the Rambam says not just the din by korban, it's a din by malchus, which is a mechaper. It's a din by Mrs. Besen, which is a mechaper. And I'll add to you, it's also a din in Yisurim, or in Yisurim also. Ramban brings that Yisurim, that are mechaper, is when there's kavona. I was once with Rosh Hashiva, it goes back many years ago. He was going through a certain medical procedure, which was quite painful. At the time, he kept on repeating to himself, B'shas Maisa, they kicked me out of the room at some point. But he said, Yeh Yisur Meila Kapor Al Kol Avon Ersa. Okay. Afterwards, he explained to me what was his Nikudah. As every Mechaper, including Yisurim, was a Mechaper. And Kapor Mechaper needs a Maisa Vidu. More than that, Ramban says it needs Kavala also. Good. But Hogufa. And Rashid told me that he saw that by his Rebbe. The Rebbe once went through a very excruciating, painful procedure. And he told me the whole time he was focused and met and mumbling under his breath, as a machaper needs a vidu. Does that vidu have to have charota, kabbalah? No. Yom Kippur is also machaper. Yom Kippur needs a vidu. And that's the vidu we say on Yom Kippur. Does that need mitzadik vidu of Yom Kippur, charot and kabbalah? No. Now, Yom Kippur is a Yom Tshuva as well. And it's, as we'll see in the Rambam, it's the ultimate day of Tshuva. Tshuva needs expression of charot and kabbalah and kalamarich harizim meshubach. So when a person is going through the process of Tshuva and is using and he's being misvada in that form, harizim meshubach, the more he's even marich. And it's a crucial component, charot and kabbalah. But that's not be'etzim. A person has to appreciate the video of Mitzad Kedushas Hayoim of Yom Kippur, not Machayev. Okay. Zogt Rambam Vayter, Alocha Beis. Sora Mishtaleach, Lefishu Kapor, Lekol Yisrael. It's a Kapor, for Gans Kalal Yisrael. Koyin Godel Misvada, Olav Aloshin Kol Yisrael. His Misvada as a Shlichus, an Aloshin of Kol Yisrael. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Misvada, Olav, as Kol Avoynes Bnei Yisrael. Okay, now the Rambam brings the Chiddush Nifla. That's the way he learned the sugya in the Gemara. But it's a Chiddush, many Rishonim, Achronim, are Chiddush on the Rambam. But the Rambam took this out as well. Sora Mishtaleach, Mechaper, Alkol, Averish, Batera, Hakalis, Vachamuras. Mechaper on all the Averis. Kalis and Chamuras. Bein shovar bezodoin, bein shovar bishgoga. Even a verse of mezid. Bein shohoy daloi, bein shloy hoy daloi. Hakol miskaper besorish mishalech, vuhu shoso tshuva. An individual with his tshuva, so mishalech is mechaper on everything. And that the pasuk says, Nyuchatoichem kashonim, kashoni, kashel yalbinu. And that, when we had the Sora Mishtaleach, there was a halacha. The Kohen Gadol used to take a long scarf of wool, which was dyed in a deep dye of red, kashoni. And he used to tie it, b'shas the goyrel, it was on the karnayim of the soyer. When the Sawyer was sent to be Mishtaleach, to be thrown off the cliff, the Kohen Gadol used to separate that scarf into two. Half of it, we'll say it in Avodah on Musaf, half of it he left on the Karnaim of the Sawyer, and half was left in the Mikdosh and was placed in a high place that everyone should be able to see. When Klal Yisrael were worthy, when the Sora Mishtaleach was pushed off the cliff, Kedas v'chahalocha, with all the halochas, the kiyum of the Avodah, at that moment, that piece of wool, which was dyed dark red, turned into pure white. And there was a kiyum of this pasuk, Yimicha etoichem kashoni, kashele yalbino. It will turn white like snow. It was only in the last 40 years of the Mikdash Baisheni, the Klal Yisrael were worthy, and then it stayed red. Those are the state in Rambam. Sora Mishtaleach is a mechaper. Al kol ha'avonis shebatoro, v'hu she'osa tshuva. Together with tshuva. Without tshuva, this is what the Rambam says in Chiddush, And there are those who are Tomei on the Rambam. The Rambam continues. Avlim lo yosa tshuva, ein asur mechaper lo elo ala kalos. It's all mechaper on kalos. But it is mechaper on kalos, even without tshuva. We once had a sur mishtaleach. The koach of a kapori, even without tshuva. Umayin hakalos, mayin hachamuras. Hachamuras ein shchayuv malim, it says, bez dinoy kores. Ushvua shov v'sheker, af opi, shein bo im kores, harim in hachamuras. V'shar mitzvus lo yisasei, mitzvus asei, shein bo im kores. All mitzvahs lo yisasei, all mitzvahs asei that don't have kares are considered klapi this point kalos, and so mishleach was a mechaper. Kol ze biyos hamikdash al mechaynoi v'kayanim b'avidosom, and we had a sort of mishleach with the korbanos of kedushas yom kippur. As man as this ain't b'samik dushkayim ve'ain lanu mizbeach kapor ain sham elat shuva. We only have the koyach of tshuva. Hatshuva mechaperes al kol ha'averus. Afilu roshe kol yom avos hatshuva b'achroino and maskir lo yishim dover merushoy. Shenemar, rishya sa roshe lo yikosh lbo b'yom shuvoy merushoy. Tshuva is a mechaper. And that's the only kapor we have left. But says the Rambam, don't lose heart. If a person properly does tshuva, it's mechaper on everything. Even on his last day. There's a chiddush over here in the Rambam. We'll see this later. Vayter Beis Hashem, Vayter Rambam. If a person truly, sincerely, regrets, disassociates from his chait, and makes a hachlot lahabo, that if he would live longer, he would never return to that bad path that he lived. That is a tshuva. It's accepted. It's accepted. Even though practically he doesn't have any more a chance. He doesn't have any more a chance to prove it. But if he's sincere and he truly regrets and he says, if he will be able to live his life, he really, truly believes he will want to live his life a better life, a different type of life, that's a tshuva. Afilu was it Rosh Kol Yomov. Rosh Kol Yomov. Was a tshuva b'achroina in maskir l'shum dover merisha. Shenemar, risha sa rosh lo yikoshel bo, b'yam shuva merisha. Weiter sagt der Rambam, wie Tzuma Shalim HaKippur Mechaper LaShovim. The essence of the day of Yom Kippur is Mechaper for those who do Tshuva. Shenemar, Ki Bayoim Azeh Yechaper Aleichem. What's the Rambam saying? The Tzuma Shalim, going through the day of Yom Kippur on its own, that itself is a Mechaper. Tzuma Shalim is a Mechaper. Put aside the davening. Put aside this man, his karvus, and the mitzvah sayyim of shvisa of melacha. Put aside the mitzvahs inui. These are all very powerful spiritual koiches that a person is zoichet to if he's able to go through all of it. But without all that, the itzuma shalyim itself is a mechaper. Itzuma shalyim itself is a mechaper. And when we're going to stand Leil Yom Kippur after Kol Nidre, as Shki is coming, and we'll make a Shechi Yonu, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu Igyonu Lasman Hazeh. So, the Poskim say that we should have in mind to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the mitzvahs of the day as well. But Be'etzem, what are we thanking for? Let's not forget. The etzem kapora of the essence of the day itself. Higyonu lazman hazeh. The zman is a mechaper. Lashovim. Together with tshuva. Zogt Rambam weiter. Ava pishat tshuva mechaper sa lakoil. V'yitzum ashirim ha-kippur mechaper. Tshuva is mechaper. Yom Kippur is mechaper. Yesh averes shemiskaprim l'shaiton, which the person achieves kapora straight away. Yesh averes shemiskaprim l'achar zman, that the proper kapora is only after a later point of time, even with tshuva. Ketzad. Over odom al mitzvah saseh shein bo kares. The person was just mevatel a mitzvah saseh that doesn't have kares. Example. Kriya shma bezmano, tefillin, sukkah, shofar. There's a chi of tshuva. The person was mevatel anyone of the mitzvah saseh. He has to do tshuva. But over there, if he does proper tshuva, ka'alocha, ka'das v'chadim, he's zoich in a kapora straight away. And the outcome of that is erpa mishuvei seichem. I'll be merape you with your tshuva. Ovar. Al mitzvus lo yisase she'en bakoreis. V'lo misas best in vasa tshuva. Person's over chas v'sholem an lo yisase ye kezayis nevela chazir etc. Metzair, a friend, he was over an lo yisayinu yishas amitoy over an alav. Ribit. All the lavin shabbat 365 lavin. Tshuva toila. Tshuva is toila. V'yom kippurim is mechaper. Until Yom Kippur comes, he doesn't yet have a full kapora. So anything we did wrong with Meshech this past year, even if we did proper tshuva, regretted, spoke it out, told HaKadosh Baruch Hu how we regretted, made it sincere decision, spoke it out and told HaKadosh Baruch Hu we'll never go back to it again, we're still pending. The proper kapora is only going to be when we reach Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur mechaper. Ba'elu nemar ki ba'yom hazeh ichaper aleichem. Over chas v'sholem al krisis bestin. Krisis umisis bestin. Vasa tshuva. Tshuva v'yom ha'kippurin toilin. Tshuva with Yom Kippur is toile. V'yisurin abonim olav gurn leha kapora. He needs yisurim to finalize the full kapora. Ula oilam ein miskarpi loy kapora gemuro ad shiyavu olav yisurim. Ubeilu nemar upakadeti b'shevet pishom ubenegoyim avoinam. That I'll clean them properly through giving them yisurim with a shevet or through negoyim. Which I'll mention, Rabbi Yonah says an idea, and the Rambam, of course, I don't see any reason it would be chaylik on this nekuda. Rabbi Yonah says when a person goes through a hardship, an exertion, he exerts himself for the sake of Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and something which is painful for him. He stays up a mishmer. He rips himself out of bed to wake up for slichas. There's yisurim there. He puts himself through hardship for the sake of mitzvahs. He's exhausted. And he exerts himself. He has no cheshik. His chavrus is getting on his nerves. And his whole essence is screaming, just get up and make a break. Get out of here. Take a walk. And he exerts himself. Goes through the painful pulling himself back into his medrash, suffering his chavrus's attitude, sitting there through all of it. He has a tremendous urge to lash out at someone. Painfully, he holds himself back. Zok de Rabbeinu Yoina, Yisurin Shel Ahava. And it's mechaper on krisis umisis bezdin. According to Rambani, it's kavona. When a person pulls himself, Ribbono Shel Olam, have charot on averus that I did, and I want to be mechaper, and I will go through the yisurim of ripping myself out of bed, staying up that extra hour, exerting myself, going through the yisurim, and yirotzen that you should accept it as yisurim. It's niskabel, says Rabbi Yirina. That's also for me, yisurim. A person doesn't have to wait, chas b'shalom, till yisurim happened to him. When a person goes through yisurim for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his avodas Hashem, it's the Rabbi Yirina calls it yisurim shalahava. And of course, the Rambam would agree, any level of yisurim that a person has is a mechaper on the level that a person needs for kusis and misas best. Zogt the Rambam weiter, b'medvar marim b'shel chilul es Hashem, that he wasn't nichshal chilul Hashem, which we'll see, hopefully, if we'll get to it later, what is chilul Hashem? Chilul Hashem is much broader, or maybe even different than what many people use the phrase of what chilul Hashem is. We'll see later in the Rambam. But chilul Hashem, a person was mechalul Hashem, he's not zoche to full kapora till the day of his death. Still, till he dies. Which was specifically the aspect of Chilul Hashem, as the Psukim describe, Ad Tumusim, till the day of your death. Death is a mechaper, again, with Kavanah. And that's what the Lashon and Shulchan Aruch is. That in the old Kehilis, and when proper Kehilis were structured, there always was the Chevre, Bikur Chaylu, and the Halach is that someone who comes to be Mevakur Chaylu is on his deathbed, is supposed to encourage him. Shulchan Aruch says it has to be the right type of people to encourage him to say vidui. What's the vidui? Basic vidui. Yehei, yisosi, my death should be a kapor al kol avinosai. Again, the same yisod that we've said. Misa is a mechaper. Like yisurin is a mechaper. Like Yom Kippur is a mechaper. Like Korban is a mechaper. Like Malkus is a mechaper. Like Misa, like Mrs. Besson is a mechaper. Mechaprim need a vidui. Doesn't have to be the video. It's not the video of tshuva bedavka. The person does tshuva on his deathbed, gemaldik, also good. But there's a maisa vidui. The maisa vidui is a mechapen. It's a maisa vidui. Misa is a maisa vidui, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens. The person before his death is supposed to be misvaded. Death is a mechapen, like Yisur and like Yom Kippur. Okay, let's see weiter. Eizet tshuva gemura. This Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Aleph defines the essence of what tshuva is. Halacha Beis, together with Halacha Beis. Halacha Aleph is an example. Well, Halacha Beis is the essence. Let's see it together. Eizet tshuva gemura. What is a tshuva gemura? Zeh shebali yodei dover she'ovar boy. He had the same challenge again. Ve'ef shebi yodei la'asoysoy. And he has the capability. U'pirash v'lo yoso. He held himself back, and he said, "No, I won't." Mipnei atshuva, loy miyira, v'loy mikishlen koyach. Rather, because of tshuva, that's what a full tshuva is. Ketsa, ha'yishabo al yishabah veira. Ula'achar zman nisyach edima. He has the challenge all over again. V'oymed ba'avosi bo, same challenge. U'bekoyach gufay. He's physically capable of the chet again. U'bemedina shovar bo, the social situation is exactly the same as the previous situation. Upirish v'loy avar, because of tzivri of his creator, zehu bal tshuva gemura. He is a full bal tshuva. V'ushe shloime yomar, shloime warns a person, z'chores bar echa, properly when he may b'chores echa. When you still have the same nisyonis, that's the proper, most proper tshuva. V'im lo yishov el b'meizek knusoy. Ubei shei efshu lilasis mashoho yo'ise. So it's not the same. He's not the same person anymore. He physically is not in the same place of challenge anymore. Not just because he's more spiritual, but physically. He doesn't have the same level of Yetzirah. He has situations which the side situations are taking him away from the Chet. Aval pisha'ena tshuva ma'ula moy eles hiloy ubal tshuva hi. It helps him and he's still considered about tshuva. Afilu avar kol yoma was the tshuva b'yem yisosoy v'meis v'tshuvosoy kol avaynoysev nimcholim. And this is the pasuk in the end of Koheles, shenema ada sheloy techshach ha-shemesh, which it's a moshel. As long as the sun didn't become dark, v'ha'or v'yoreach v'kichovim, ושבו אוהבים אחר הגשם שהוא יהיה ממיסה. מכלל, שמזוכר בו אלוהי ושוב קודם שיומוס, נסלח לו. היא זוכת הוא כפר. ומה היא התשובה? What is the essence of תשובה? Yes, sir.
What is it?
Good question. יש לה עין. Rambam doesn't tell us over here. But obviously there's two separate madrigals. Is it תשובה גמורה? And then there's about tshuva, the zeichet to slicha. Tshuva gemura obviously is a much higher madrega. Umahi tshuva. What is the essence of tshuva? She ya'azoiv hachoyte chetoi. This is what I call in English disassociate. He lets go of it. Ya'azoiv hachoyte chetoi. V'yasiroi mimachshavtoi. Let's appreciate the idea. It's not just that he'll never do it again. That might be about Shiva Gemura, which we don't know exactly what that madrig is, but there's even a higher madrig. Not only in action, in his psyche, in his machshava. He takes it out of his mind in the sense that's not, and that's no shaykhis to that chet. No shaykhis to it. Yasira mimachshavtoi. V'yigmor biliboy. With his whole lave, he makes a gmiris das of his lave. Yigmor biliboy. That he has no rutzin anymore. That's what's yigmor biliboy? He eradicates from his whole will any will to go back to that. V'yigmor biliboy shalayasei oid. That I'll never ever return to it again. That is the essence of what tshuva is. Shenemar. This is in the after and now of Shabbos tshuva. Yazev Rosh Darkoi. We speak out leaving the derech. It's not just leaving the action. There's one level of about tshuva gemura. He leaves the action. He'll never do the action again. But then there's the proper, real essence of what tshuva is. He changes his derech. His own mahalach ha-chayim is different. He changes his path that he's taking. It's a very important point. He has charota that it ever happened to him. He would have preferred that that's not him. Person can't say, well, I'm totally not going to be that in the future, but there was an experience that I went through. And he looks back at the experience and he has some appreciation or some enjoyment, some association even, on the fact that that's him. He can view himself now, well, I have under my belt experience of chatoyim, but I'm going to be now a tzadik gomor, but I'll be able to be a therapist, whatever reason, if he's able to view himself presently with a positive attitude because of his chet experience, he's lacking. He didn't properly disassociate legami from his chet. Proper disassociation is charota that he was ever shayach to it, that was, he had anything to do with it. That's yisnachim al shovar, a total nechama that it ever happened to him. Shenemar, ki acharei shuvi, nichamti. I regret it. It bothered me that it happened. That's many times a challenge. If there's a gain from a chet, that can be very challenging. That if there's a gate of a chait, that a person can chas v'sholem, after his tshuva, still see that he gained something from his chait. It's very, very binding a person to the aveira. And it's a problem. And a person in his process of internal charote, tshuva, has to weigh the cons against the pros. Was it worth it? And unless he can make a decision and say, as we say in Vidui, after Vidui, v'loi shovelanu, it wasn't worth it. If he can't say v'loi shovelanu, he has a problem. And it's an issue. We all bump into this issue. I go into too many examples, but if a person was nichshal in something, and he can still, he's sorry that it happened, but he can still look back at it and feel good about something that he got from it. And say, even if in his mind he can still look positively, I read that piece of shmut, but it's going to do me good in life at some point in the future, let's say. Then he's lacking in his tshuva. Even if made decision, well, I won't do such a type of thing again. If he can't have true charote, it's not shove. It wasn't worth it. The hefsid was so much greater about any gain. Then he's not properly shove b'tshuva. He's not properly disassociating from that act. The examples, we all have our own baggage. The avoid of tshuva is, I don't get the example, the avoid of tshuva is to truly appreciate anikirvas elokim litoy, how good it is it to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with a pure emuna following the derech of Hashem, knowing that derech Hashem is the what brings a person to the best hatzlocha. If anything was an involvement in chait, it's bad. Any chait, any involvement in chait that a person wasn't supposed to do is horrible. It has death in it and will bring him down. It's moves, it's ra, and it's not worth it. Process of tshuva, a person has to go through all that internal working it out within himself, appreciating how important it is and how crucial it is to be dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah the way he gave it to us, and not to do things in a way which are usur. And gains which were achieved from a chait are not a gain. It's only a loss. It's a lot of internal work. There's levels of tshuva, but a proper tshuva demands all of that. Total disassociation. V'yoyid olav. Yes. No, but it could. But to appreciate how it would have been better had they not slipped. But it's a serious, serious internal job of appreciating the kirvus elokim, of how special it is, and the true way of achieving it is only through ahavas Hashem and a person working and steiging and growing in his proper ahavas Hashem. And that's what I'm saying. It's impossible to get into personal examples over here because they're. It's every person has his story, and every challenge has its own story, and every achievement has its own story, and every v'chulu v'chulu. But the basic idea is this: a person can never appreciate. If a person still wants to hold, can appreciate and have a connection to the chait, he's lacking in his truth. And then the next step, let's see, v'yitur nambam v'yoyd olav yodeh talumois. That I'll never return to it again. And the future. Now, people, this is Rambam that scares many people. And it's held people back from having confidence in doing tshuva. But where's the challenge? And I want to speak out this challenge straight out, okay? Unless you. This is a very challenging Rambam. Why is it so challenging? Very simple. We're human beings. Being human,
means
we don't know what future is. We don't know what a half a minute from now has waiting for us. Person never knows. Now, if there's a tenai in tshuva that I'll never go back to it in the future, so maybe I'm not doing tshuva. The worst part of a challenge, and that's one of the strongest ammunitions of a yetzer hara, is to take away a person's confidence in his capabilities. Sutton uses it all the time. Give a person a yush on what he's capable of doing. If a person can't appreciate that he could do tshuva, the tzara of the Sultan will keep him from doing proper tshuva. And when the Sultan wants to give a person yush, he throws this Rambam in his face. Shaitan Rambam, that a proper tshuva is only if the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows the future, he'll be able to say Eidus about you that you'll never return to it again. That's impossible. Comes the Yetzer Hara, this song, and he weakens a person's attitude about his confidence and capability of being able to do tshuva. What we have to know, we got to know this Rambam. And we have to know that the proper tshuva is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say Eidus about a person. But we don't know future, we know now. And we can create in ourselves the present time, yes. We can create what's going to be in the future. But so, do I know what's going to be in the future? I can ask it. I can come with the lamed shishayim. Chazal say, "Al tamin ba'atzmuch ad yoyim b'moyscho." Person should never trust himself till the day he died. Till he dies. So if I can't trust myself till I die, so how can I ever know that I'll be mekadesh Rambam? I know what the future holds for me. I know what the future in the holds for me. Hashem yirachem. I don't know what's going to happen, and I don't know my. And Chazal say I can never trust myself. So how can I ever achieve this Rambam? It's very poshut. A person has to aspire in his tshuva to reach a matziv, and he has to work on himself to reach a matziv that he is in his present situation. He is so strong in his decision and in his disassociation from shaychet to the chait. He doesn't want to be shaych to it at all. That yoyd alav yodat alubas, as of now, in his matzah that he's working on himself to achieve, not that he knows what's the future, but he is in a true place of charota and kabbalah and decision, and he has his ashkofa screwed on straight, and he's totally in control of his emotions in the sense that he is totally psyched up to become tahor, clean, pure, never to do the chait again. In a true, real, sincere way. That's about Shulah Gomer. That's what we need for the Yoridol of Yedat Ta'umas. The challenge is that he doesn't know what's the tomorrow going to bring. That's not the point. The point is today's attitude. How strong is he in his attitude today? Is he so strong in his attitude that with such an attitude that he has, he's able to transform himself to become a new person? The answer is yes, he's the Baal Shulah Gomer. We continue with this session.